Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Verzian Chronicles podcast. This is episode 18 of Knights of the Old Republic. We're still on Kashyyyk. We're about to be escorted down the escalator into the lower areas. I do want to say, between casts, I actually took the time to remove the Master Sneak skill and actually add Force Push and Force Whirlwind in its place, the Master Speed skill. That way that is corrected. And let's us talk to Gorwookin. Chundar has commanded that I grant access to you to the Shadowlands. Gorwookin is what I am called. Walk with care. Only the bravest return from these lands. Your soft feet are a barely tolerated insult. Okay. Okay, my friend. Just, I have a few questions. Can you grant that to me? Chundar said nothing of answering your questions. Be brief. Has anyone else been allowed down there recently? Few like you are in the Shadowlands, given permission by Chundar. I don't know why. Only Wookiees should be allowed. The journeys of my people are very personal. I won't speak of them to an outsider. Can you please tell me of the Wookiees so I might show proper respect? You ask very respectfully. Outsiders never do that. I suppose I can mention some of us that have entered the Shadowlands. The latest was Rorar, and he has not returned in many days. He may have died below, but he was strong and able. Many have died recently. Chundar believes one of our own is below, mad and crazed, killing all. I do not know. We find no bodies to examine. The Shadowlands claim them, I am sure. Just unlock the thing and let me down. The descent is long. Be still, and we will attract unwelcome visitors. And down we go. Down, down into the pits of evil. Ooh, attack. Attack. There's attack. There's attack. I found attack. I need to grab him. Need to grab him. I need to grab him. Shit. I want to grab the damn tack. Okay. Dire Katarns are attacking us. We've killed one. Killed two. Killed three. A Bull Katarn is standing in front of us. There's three. All right, where'd that tack go? Where'd the tack go? Oh, I found a corpse. Jeez Louise. Looks like a Wookiee corpse. It has a Zabrak Zestiel Mark III and a Kraith Double Sword. Okay. I don't know where the thing went, but okay. There it is. I found the tack. All right, hold on. I want you. Come here. Oh, it doesn't do anything. I can't. Huh. I can't attack a living organism. Maybe I can figure out something later. Anyways, we'll figure out something later for Griff. Once we finish here. Let's continue on past the corpse. I see more tacks. One, two tacks. And it looks like a Jedi is fighting some Bull Katarns and getting his ass kicked. Let's get in there and save his life. Oh, he's taking all of them out. Oh, my word. He took all of them out with no problems.
Oh, the damnable racket of battle. Watch yourself. Even more of these crawling beasts are hiding in the underbrush.
I'm sorry. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm Jolie. Jolie Bindo. Follow me to my camp and we'll talk a bit.
I will, but please, explain what you're doing here.
Why am I here? Well, it isn't because I like the stink of dead Kinrath. Let's move this talk to my camp where the air is better.
All right.
Quit your yapping for now. We'll talk when the company is better.
All right. Something happened. Jolie, something is happening. Oh, I see. What's going on. Definitely something should be happening down here, but it's definitely not. There's literally nothing happening. Hello? The game just completely froze. I think the AI pathfinding broke is what happened. Yep, AI pathfinding completely broke, so we will have to close the game and restart it. That's frustrating. It happens occasionally, but it frustrates me. All right, let's try this one more time. We just met Jolie! And the game's like, no, I don't like you. Well, I don't like you either. Jeez Louise. Game. I was trying to be nice. Okay, let's try this one more time. Just unlock the let me few questions. I do want to specifically get persuade. Let's see if he success. What outsiders down below? No questions. He's lived alone. I understand. All right, just lock the thing and let me go down. It showed the start menu for some reason. It showed the first menu. All right, so we're back down here. And we're moving forward. We chase the Cath. We press F4 to save the attack. We have dirty. We have bull Katarns. We have Katarns doing their thing.
You will fall. That.
I did force whirlwind. Wow, that was actually pretty cool. It actually like literally puts them in a whirlwind. That's actually really cool. All right, there's no remains from them. Let's check the corpse. We'll get the... I wonder if Karth can use that weapon. I'm not worried about the Krath double blade, even though he can use the Krath double blade pretty well. 11 and a 13, 17, 17 damage. What I was worried about is the Zabrak Mark 3... which is a 7 to 14 damage versus his 8 to 15 damage. So,
sure.
His 8 to 15 damage just better overall. Let's heal real quick. Very good. Of course, save it real quick because we do not want to reload that back all the way back there. We meet Jolie. Attacking. We've got to watch Jolie just own these Kenrath again. Or not Kenrath, but these Katarn, which are like bull, like rhino-like creatures, what they are.
Damn.
All right. Who are you? Why are you out here? I explained, but I want to see you. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Cool. Kenrath assault us. That's what's happening.
For now. We'll talk when the company is better. Get to fighting.
All right. Cool. So that's exactly what I expected to see, but the Kenrath did not spawn.
On your guard!
How'd you like that?
Whoa. I'm sorry. He is one-shotting these things. Like, literally one-shotting all of these Kenrath. What the hell? Let's talk to him now.
Well, that was acceptable. You're not quite the commander I'd have accompanied in my youth, but you managed to walk away. Keep close. It's nearby under a log. Yeah, I live like some burrowing rodent. I fought the Sith. Now look at me.
Those monkeys are really fucking annoying. I don't think there's anything you can do to stop them, sadly. But jeez Louise, they're freaking annoying. We've got a Zabrak combat suit, an ion rifle, and a construction kit out of a corpse that was nearby. More TAC monkeys. And some rubble that we can, of course, take a look at. There's some bull Katarns in the distance. I say the distance. They're close, but they're not close enough to do any damage to me as we walk towards the house of Jolie. My word, how does Jolie live out here with these dang monkeys? All right, Jolie.
Well, welcome to my home, such as it is. Pull up a stump and be comfortable. We should discuss a few things.
Okay. Yes. I feel like there's much you can tell me.
Don't coddle me, child. I'm neither a Jedi nor your master. I'm just an old man that's been lost in the woods for far too long. My days of glory are behind me, but perhaps there is something I can do for you. You must have questions.
I need information of the problems on Kashyyyk.
Yes, among the Wookiees. Intriguing creatures. I like that they have little patience for bureaucrats. But of course, even here, there are hidden things that manipulate.
Okay. Well, what do you know of Chundar?
Circle Corporation was smart to put him in power. He's as good at destroying Wookiee culture as dropping corpses full of Ardroxian flu. Will you work for him or against him, I wonder? I will be interested to see.
Okay. You don't have a recommendation?
Sure. How's this? Think for yourself. I don't care for politics, and I'm big on letting people figure things out for themselves. The Wookiees have prophecies of deliverance if you ask them. But for now, they follow without hesitation. That is their wish.
Have you seen a crazed Wookiee out here in those Shadowlands?
Maddened with grief, perhaps, but not crazed. I helped him pass to the lower forest where only a Wookiee could follow. Some other matters will determine if you can follow. There is a barrier that, well, we'll talk of that more in a moment.
Okay, what about Rowar? Do you know about him?
It is a very unfortunate matter. It will end in shame and sorrow. You will find Rowar down here, and more. I've witnessed a number of happenings, but I've left them for others to sort out.
Okay. You weren't being very helpful, my friend.
I wasn't aware I had to be. Look, events like these reveal much about the people involved. I'm well past that introspective tripe. I'm not saying that outside help isn't needed, I just, well, I didn't want to make anyone mad while I didn't have a way off the planet. We'll talk more about that momentarily.
Okay, can I ask you anything else?
Fine, fine, just be brief.
What about you?
What is there to tell? Jolie Bindo is the crazy old man in the dangerous woods. I'm content with the impression I give.
Okay, but you use a lightsaber in battle. Are you a Jedi, correct?
I follow the Jedi way and I command the Force, yes. And I suppose that makes me as much a Jedi as anyone, but what of it? Why should being what I am compel me to entertain others with tales of the good old days, huh? I've seen my share of the dark and the light. And frankly, both extremes annoy me. Of course, I have felt rumblings of change.
I do not feel a taint of the dark side within you, old man. I sense you are a servant of the light, whether you will admit it or not.
Well, I assure you, I see more gray than dark or light. I'm just a stubborn old man, tired of the foolishness of others.
I have a few more questions, if you may. Have you any knowledge of star maps?
Now, why would you be asking about that, Don't answer. I knew that had to be why you were here. The problems of a few Wookiees don't amount to anything before the concerns of the Jedi. No, you are here for the map.
If you have information, please tell me.
Kashyyyk is an interesting place. More so than anyone suspects. If Zerka Corporation knew, the planet would be a strip mine. The Wookiees have...
I'm sorry, what?
...that they were not always here. But it is more than that. The trees themselves are strangers.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Can you be more specific?
What I'm saying is that there are literally walls in your way. And you won't find what you need without my help. And my help has a price. You must do a task for me, and then allow me to join with you. I will then remove certain barriers in your path.
Okay. I'm honored to have someone of your experience with me, then.
Oh, save it. I know this sounds absurd, but I'm old and entitled to work you around a bit. Besides, the test is simple. Since they began expanding in the Shadowlands, the Circa have left me alone for the most part. Until recently, anyway. A group of them set up camp not far from here. Poachers is all they are. I'd like them removed from this place.
All right. Why do you care if they're here? Wait, poachers. How many men?
They are not that far northeast of here. There's usually 5 in the area, as far as I can see. The captain of the lot is the one that earned my ire. Mishandle my garden, Willie.
All right. Why do you care if they're here, though?
They don't respect this place. They are butchering wildlife and threatening entire species. It's getting under my skin. The Wookiees could take care of themselves if they wished, but the animals are truly helpless victims.
All right. I'll try to learn from this task.
Oh, please, this is arbitrary errand work. But such are the requests of the aged. You still have to do it. Their camp is in the far northeast. Now remember, if I wanted them dead, I'd have done it myself. Find a better way.
All right. I'll look into it.
Good. Return to me here and we'll see how you have done. Shoo! Shoo!
All right. So he doesn't want them dead. He wants them alive. All right. Well, let's go not dead them. I think they're to the northeast here. And we've got a few Bol Katar in here. No big deal. We're going to do a Force Whirlwind, which I absolutely love the Force Whirlwind ability because it literally picks the enemy up and just goes wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee as it spins them around. It's kind of amazing. Oh, it's great. It makes them so much easier to hit, too. Ooh, everyone looks like they leveled up except for me. That's fine. Auto level up on both the characters. Very nice. I think I'm already level 12, but that's fine. Okay, so they're not in this patch of area. So we killed a few Bol Katarns. I was hoping that they would be here, but they're not. He did say north. I thought he said north, but we've already been north. Maybe we haven't. Let's go north then. He did say north, right? I thought he said north. Actually, hey, we can read the logs. Let's read the logs real quick. Jolie's request. Northeast of his camp. Okay, so that was the other direction that we were looking at, northeast. Okay, cool. So let's go deal with the Bol Katarn. All right. As they run away. If they don't attack me, damn it, they're attacking me. And we did a Force Whirlwind just to... really, just deal with the problem quickly. With 500 experience a kill, it is very nice. It is very, very nice to be dealing with this way. All right, let's see if there's a Wookiee corpse on the ground here. And this has got a slaver contract, a bowcaster, and a bolcaster casing. Let's check out that contract real quick. We found the corpse of the missing Roror. A datapad that he was dealt with slavers was on the body, as well as the bolcaster casing, who probably belonged to whomever killed him. Jesus Christ. All right, so we know someone intentionally killed Roror, and we found the body. That is sad. All right, we've got some frag mines. Ooh, a lot of frag mines.
What?
Shoot, I hope my destruction skill is good enough to at least disable the mines. Don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face. Save it. Heal. The other one, don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face. Let it heal. Don't blow up in my face, don't blow up in my face. Beautiful. We're saving it. All right, Commander Dern. We've just saved it. Let's talk to Commander.
Who are you? Another civil merchant like that Koro slime up on the docking ring? This is my territory. I don't make deals, and I don't persuade easily, so go back topside. Mess with my profits, and I'll see you dead.
Okay. Are you the poachers Jolie told me about?
A crazy old fool is still alive. I suppose he's still upset that we don't all live in little homemade shacks like he chooses. I've got a job to do here, and there's nothing you or that old coot can do about it.
Okay, well, that's understandable, but what if I asked you to leave the Shadowlands?
Is that old hermit Jolie trying to talk you into doing his dirty work? We've spent too much on setting up just to walk away. As long as the sonic emitters keep the Preds away and I've got bodies to guard the perimeter, we're staying right here. I mean, if I can put up with my own worthless guards complaining about this place, Jolie whining through you is nothing.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm leaving for now. So we have a problem. We have two problems. One, the attacks are really annoying. Let me take a look at this sonic device here. Access primary assumptions, code not available. And access code. Okay. So there's one two. I'm going to run these tacks off real quick because they are really annoying. Get out of here. 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 Like, they're really annoying, but you can kind of run them off. You can kind of corral them in a direction that runs them away from the area where you're at, which prevents the sound. All right, so they're gone. I just ran them away. Okay. It helps a little bit. All right. So now they're far enough away. One, two, three, four, five. Five sonic emitters. Where? Okay. Flash mines everywhere. Jeez Louise. A bunch of tarns, a bunch of tacks all over the place. I'm just trying to get rid of them right now. Okay. Just trying to get them away from the... away from the site here, because they are rather annoying. All right, so we need to figure out a way to... Oh, shut up. Let's see. Let's talk to some of the guards and see if they can give us any information.
You want anything, you'll have to talk to the commander. He's in charge of our harvesting here.
I'd rather ask about you. Well, why are you here?
Why am I here? I'm here because this is where the commander told me to stand. And that's all there is to it. I'm just a guard for this emitter. Why couldn't they have just equipped this lump of tech with a blaster and left me at home?
Okay, I want to ask you some questions, though.
I'm not here because I know stuff. I handle a blaster well enough to guard this emitter, and that's it. Talk to the commander.
But this is a dangerous place. Could I persuade you to leave?
No more dangerous than walking out on the commander. He'd kill me for disobeying orders.
All right, I'm leaving. Good. All right, so his guys will definitely not run away because they're scared. All right, let's see if we can raid their supplies real fast. We cannot. All of them require...
Yes, what's on your mind?
Okay. Karth, do you want to talk? You got pretty upset last time we spoke.
I'm not very good at this. I know I owe you an apology. More than one, probably. I was just so desperate to finally face Saul directly in the battle over Terrace. And now the Jedi have us looking for these star maps. I know this mission is important, it's just, I feel a bit useless. I mean, I can fight, sure, but I'm no Jedi. All this feels completely out of my league.
And how does that excuse your actions, though?
It doesn't, I know. It's been a while since I've even had to think about that sort of thing. I just hate not knowing what's going on and feeling this... helpless. But I shouldn't have taken that out on you. I've been a royal pain in the backside, haven't I?
Not really. No. You know what, Karth? Don't worry about it.
No, I do worry about it. I've traveled the lanes more than once. I should know better than this. So, I'm sorry. Will you accept my apology?
Only if you agree to work with me. For once.
Done. Let's get underway then, shall we, partner?
Awesome. Cool. I accidentally clicked on Karth, and that's where we ended up with. All right, let's quick save it because I just progressed Karth's storyline. That's awesome. Let's talk to Commander Dern one more time, now without the sound of the tacks in the background.
Back again. Unless you've business with me, I suggest you turn around and walk away.
Okay. I might be interested in some... I might be interested in some work.
I could use an extra hand. A couple men have gone missing. If I lose many more, I'll have to close up shop. We are hunting the little simians, the tack. They have a gland that acts as a stimulant when powdered. I figure I've got two or three wealthy years to butcher the lot of them. You want in before I make them extinct?
Don't you care that you could wipe out the whole species?
No. I'll be rich by then, and we won't need to do it anymore. I don't have to worry about it. Besides, if there's no more tack, the predators that eat them will die off, and we'll have an easier time milking this planet.
Okay. Back to my general questions.
Hurry up, you...
I want to ask a few questions, just in general.
If you made it this far, you know a fair bit of...
If the Shadowlands are so dangerous, how do you survive?
It ain't easy. We've set up a perimeter of sonic emitters to keep the bigger preds away. It's worked so far. As long as the emitters are operational, we're pretty much safe. It makes harvesting a lot easier.
Okay. I have other questions about the Shadowlands. Are you a part of the slaving operations?
What? No, I don't do much of that. It's too much of a headache. I'm in the business of harvesting animals. Some of the more exotic species have organs that can be removed and put to some surprising applications. Talk to me about work, and maybe I'll tell you more.
All right, I'm leaving.
Good.
All right, so we've got some interesting information about this quest. We can do tracked tag posting. Let's see here. So we might be able to persuade the guards. How much money do we have? 4 grand. Let's start bribing some guards and see
what
we do.
You want anything, you'll have to talk to the commander.
All right, I'd rather ask about you.
Why, I'm just...
I want to ask you some questions.
I'm not here because...
All right. What do these emitters do?
They generate a sonic... I don't know how it works, really.
So the emitters are keeping you here?
What?
So if someone shut them down, you could leave?
I don't like being here, that's for sure. I suppose you could take this code and shut down the emitter I'm guarding. Enough of those emitters go down, and the camp will have to move out. But I never said anything.
Thank you. Let's continue getting those codes.
You want anything, you'll... Why am I? I'm just a... What? I don't like being... Enough...
That's 2 codes. We've got 2 codes now. Let's see if we can get 3.
I'm just a... What do you... I don't... Enough...
That's 3 codes.
You want anything... Why? I'm just... I don't... Enough...
That's 4 codes.
You want any... Why? I'm just a... What? I don't... Enough...
That's 5 codes. One down. Oh, I need to... Hold on. We're going to save it before we do this. I don't know what this will summon. That's 2 down.
What?
Oh, shit. That's a rat... oh, no, that's a Roncor. Run. Oh, that is a scary beast. Okay. Well... That problem solved itself, I guess. Neat. And we're going to quickly open up the other boxes, the other metal boxes here. We've got 2 metal boxes. It's got attack gland in it, is what I was hoping for. I was hoping for attack gland in one of them. And I got one, which is what's his name on the other planet wanted. And we're not leaving without... We'll go back to Tatooine after we finish the star map here. And give Griff his goodness here. All right, so let's go talk to Jolie. And get his assistance going forward. Also, well done, me. We did it without killing anybody. All right, Jolie, we did it without killing anyone.
Welcome back. I wonder, have you had much luck? Have you done as I asked?
I've made certain the poachers are gone.
Yes, I could feel it as you walked near. And I don't sense the smell of death on you. You spared them. Interesting.
There was nothing to gain by killing them.
Wasn't there? I suppose not, but the environment would say otherwise if it could talk. No matter.
Okay, you mentioned you mentioned eliminating barriers. Could we get to it?
I know where you want to go. I can get you through to the old paths. This forest hides some strange things. There's also a Zerka repulsor field blocking the way, past the poacher camp in the east. I saw it when it was installed, so I know how to pass it. And on the other side, ancient answers. And perhaps a Wookiee you are seeking. I hope he's in the mood for visitors.
All right, Jolie has now joined the party. Jolie Bindo. So we're going to take Jolie Bindo, and we'll take Karthanasi as our secondary party member. I think that's awesome. And let's level up Jolie, because Jolie can now level up to our level, which is level 12.
What?
Awesome. Now, can we go into Jolie's place or no? All right, we're going to continue exploring just a little bit before we move forward. Let's check out this broken droid that's on the ground.
Malfunction. My primary motivators are incapacitated. Help playback.
I don't get it. That merchant said there was salvage down here. We need Matten to work the sensors.
Playback.
When he gets back, we'll... Wait, I'm getting something. Oh, good, it's Eli. Maybe he'll point us in the right direction.
Playback.
Eli, what are you... You got your money, you double-crossing snake. We had a deal.
What happened to you?
I don't get it. That merchant said there was salvage down.
Playback. Playback.
Oh, shoot. I'll scrap you and take what I can. All right. So we took the head of it, I believe is what we did. Yes, I believe we took the head of that, which should grant us the information we need for the guy upstairs. So it looks like... Eli double-crossed the friends, which is fun. All right, so we have some dire Katarns that immediately come assault us as we are taking down the one path, as we're looking for people and places and places and people. All right, we've got more bull Katarns as I step into a clearing. Jolie Bindo is just a boss of a character. I don't know how he's doing so much damage, but he is almost single-handedly taking these guys on with no real issue. It's quite fantastic. These tacks are really freaking annoying, and I probably... Part of me wants to say we should have hunted them all down and destroyed them, but that would have not been the light side way. But my word, their audio is so frustratingly annoying, it's not even funny. All right, we're almost done with this segment here, I hope, as we continue forward. This has been a really interesting segment of the run. My only complaint is really when it comes down to it is really the tax, which are just these. We just found another corpse with life saving goodness inside of it. But the tax are just really frustrating, really annoying creatures that just happen to be there almost to get on the player's nerves, it seems like. And I know that's not what they are, but. Like someone at Bethesda, wrong company, BioWare, really should have like been listening to their game in this section and been like, well, maybe there is something to this wow sound that continues happening over and over again from these creatures. It's a bit frustrating, but we've learned a lot so far. We found Rorar. We found Eli's stuff.
You decided to leave your little hermitage in the forest and come help us stop the Sith. I guess you realized this was worth coming out of retirement for, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Sonny. The Sith are the greatest evil to hit the galaxy since, well, the Mandalorians. And they're the worst thing since Exar Kun, blah, 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 etc., etc., etc.
Okay, old man, you lost me there. Are you trying to make a point?
Look, everybody always figures the time they live in is the most epic. Most important age to end all ages. But tyrants and heroes rise and fall, and historians sort out the pieces.
Okay. Are you sure? Are you saying what we're doing isn't important, then?
Malak is a tyrant who should be stopped. If he conquers the galaxy, we're in for a couple of rough centuries. Eventually, it'll come around again. But I'd rather not wait that long. So we do what we have to do, and we try to stop the Sith. But don't start thinking this war, your war, is more important than any other war just because you're in it.
That's an interesting theory, but I don't buy it. The Republic stands for something. It stood for something for 15,000 years. And if it falls, everything will change forever.
You believe whatever you need to get through this, Sonny. The bottom line is we both want to stop Malik. So let's not get hung up on the details. Let's just get back to stopping him.
All right, that is very interesting. There's a lot kind of to unpack there. It looks like Jolie's got some hidden shit going on that really needs to be addressed at some point. But otherwise, yeah, that's just odd. Okay, I did forget to make sure that Jolie was outfitted properly. Let's do that real quick. He has a Jedi Knight robe on. Okay, cool beans. He's got a single lightsaber at plus 14 damage. He cannot dual-wield lightsabers. I just noticed he does not have the dual-wield feat. I'm putting a dueling shield and a Sith energy shield on him. We're going to grant him the mind-affecting belt and grant him a Vorpine headband. And he cannot wear implants at all, so he is a 3 to 17.
Sure.
With plus, he's not that great. He's really right up there with Jolie. The question is what his powers will be. And that's going to be what he is. Because he doesn't really have any skills that are useful outside of awareness, which is okay. He can also treat injury, which again, okay. Let's look at his powers real quick. He has force defense, force speed. He can stasis, he can disable droid, and he can throw his lightsaber pretty well. In terms of actual character, you know, usefulness, did you just blow that up, Karth? Jesus Christ. In terms of actual, like, usefulness in a team setting, I'm already covering most of what he does already. So it's not that he's going to be super useful in a team setting in the general sense. He's just here. Let's see if we can disable this average frag mine. Yeah, otherwise, we're going to have to use a heal. Don't blow up, don't blow up, don't blow up. Awesome, it didn't blow up. All right, let's go. We're at the force field. Let's see if Jolie can get through it.
See? Beautifully subtle, isn't it? At least compared to the other Zerka equipment dumped down here. It's only been here a short while, or the Wookiees would have disabled it. They wouldn't have had an easy time of it, though.
Okay. Why place this thing here, then?
There are others. Each blocking similar points on certain paths. It is all very calculated, very precise. It would have been effective if it hadn't relied on the creatures to be walking. Climbers don't have much trouble getting around it.
I trust you can get past it then? You did say so.
I can manipulate it for a moment. Let me see. How did the Zerg engineers do it? There we go. Now, keep moving. These are the most dangerous depths of Kashyyyk. A few surprises wait for us, I'll wager.
All right, so we made it to the next part. Journal entry added. I don't see any tacks here. And we are in the lower Shadowlands. We're going to quick save it, of course. I saw a tack, damn it. we were hoping no tacks. Oh, we see some Mandalorians fighting a Wookiee. And he's just screaming at the Mandos. All right, the Mandalorian, the Wookiee is named Grar, but the Mandalorian is not. Let's run Force Whirlwind on the Mandos. And we're attacking the Mandalorians ourselves. And we're going to save, screw it, Force Whirlwind. Force Whirlwind is awesome because it completely takes the enemy out of the fight. There is literally nothing they can do to help themselves. All right, Garar, what's your deal, my friend? I think they're all dead. Great, Baka. Let this outsider be different from the slavers. I beg you, can you heal my wounds? An attack from nowhere. Please, I need to be healed. Can you? What happened here? Please, I need to be healed. I'm dying. I have the means to heal you. Here. Thank you. I would not have expected an outsider to aid me. Perhaps you will help again? My hunting party, all of them, killed without honor. I barely survived. I want the murderers to suffer the same. Can you tell me about your attackers, my friend? I've never seen their kind before, even among the Zerka. You saw them, armored head to toe, but yet blending in the forest. They fooled us for a long while. We found bodies to the southwest, and then again further south to the west, a branch of the path. Their speed was amazing. They fought like outsiders, waiting until we were unarmed. They would not attack until we had put our weapons away. They strike like cowards. I'll look into it then. Thank you. I'll wait here. I'm too weak to fight them again, but I refuse to leave the Shadowlands until its vengeance is sated. Please, if you kill them, I'll reward you with whatever I can. They're not worthy of life. Look for them where the bodies of my fellows are. They'll only attack you if you're not armed. The cowards. They're Mandalorians. Stupid frickin' Mandos. Alright, let's go see if we can't find some more Mandalorians. Alright, they say they only attack if they're unarmed. I see some Viper Kenriths in the distance. We're going to just toss a frag grenade at them. Yay! Kenriths. That first attack I did was 40-something damage. And then I'm getting pummeled for a lot. Come on. All right, I healed, and we're attacking the second Viper Kenrith, and we're actually just going to straight up do an attack, then do a Force Whirlwind, which is awesome. Jolie Bindo is now hurt. We're going to do a heal, which apparently does heal poisons as well. We're still looking for bodies. I don't see any. Hello, Freyar? Freyar? Well, we're going to pause it for a second. We're going to save it, and let's talk to Freyr. More, you Zerka Corps rats! Even at the heart of Kazik is not free from your kind!
He's almost feral after all this time. Calm yourself, Freyr. We are friends. Don't you remember me?
After years in the Shadowlands, I only remember that outsiders are not to be trusted. I'll see you dead!
Well, this may prove difficult.
All right, Freyr. We're going to Force Whirlwind. And while he's in the whirlwind, all right, he stopped. I am beaten. Take my head, Zerka filth. You won't get another chance. So swears Freyr of Kashyyyk. I'm not here to kill you. Just listen. The words of outsiders are tainted with lies. You can't convince me otherwise. Do you know Zalbar and Chundar? What? Those are my sons. Why do you speak their names? Tell me. I am Kylie Kane. I came to Kashyyyk with Zalbar. To my shame, Zalbar was exiled and enslaved. Do you dare claim to be my son's owner, outsider? No. No, he follows me because of a life debt. Does he? Then he sees something of worth in you. I will listen cautiously. Gullibility has harmed me in the past. If I had seen the lies of Chundar, he would have been exposed as a slaver. Zalbar would not have been exiled. I did not believe Zalbar's claims. I believed the elder boy as tradition dictated. The shame of Zalbar's attack blinded me. Why would Chundar want you dead now? Well, if Zalbar is back, perhaps Chundar is worried the people realize things are not as they seem. If it is shown he is conspiring with slavers, his honor would be gone. I wonder. What happens now? It will depend on you, Kylie. You will either kill me or decide I may benefit my people. There's a way I might challenge Chundar, but it would take a lot to convince people they have been lied to. Okay, how? Everyone's on his side currently. He has a strong web of lies, but if I appeal to the traditions of my people, I might be able to gather support. There's a legend of a great warrior from the old times. Baka was his name, and he is greatly revered. Baka found a crashed starship, our first hint of life elsewhere. He was a cautious old book, and feared the taint of invaders. He constructed a vibroblade from the wreckage, as long symbolized our independence. Only destined leaders have held it. Okay, where might I find it? That's the problem. It was the symbol of our great civilized chieftains for centuries, but it was damaged a generation ago in a ritual battle. Here in the Shadowlands, Hrothgar fought the great beasts. He sought a challenge, but this arrogance got him more than he could handle. He survived, but the blade of the sword stayed in the creature's hide. Our tales say it was because we were become undeserving. The hilt is still in the court of our chieftain with Chundar. If the blade can be found, our tradition could be cast out on his rule. All right, describe the creature. Where can I find it? Many have tried to hunt this beast, but only a few have lived to tell the tale. And none have ever managed to kill the thing. Many years ago, when I was far younger than I am now, a Jedi came to hunt the creatures. A proud and boastful young man. Like many before him, he did not return. The beast is cunning. It will not appear if there's an overwhelming number coming to slay it. But if you gather in small numbers, we will know how to lure it out. Fresh blood will draw it out. Before Chunder's Rue comes to the end of ritual, fresh kills are often left as offerings in the south of this area. I'll try to find it then. Can you give me any direction? There's a place to the ritual south of here. If the grace beast is lured out of hiding, it must be done there, using the old ways. The fresh of a fresh kill would be tempting bait if it's displayed properly. Find of an appropriate beast of sufficient mass to attract it. I will stay here and try to think of what I can say to Zalbar. I have wronged him. I hope he can forgive me. I will be here. Please, Kylie. Find the blade of Baka's sword. I must make things right. That was a fun fight. That was a real, like, legitimately, it was a really fun fight. All right, so we need to find the ritual spot south of here. We still need to find, we're fighting a Viper Kinrath. We still need to find a, I'm sorry, Force Whirlwind is like a god tier move. And I kind of love it. if there is an AoE version, I will be even happier. I see attack. Oh my god, I see so many attacks. Attacks are monkeys. Attacks are the monkey-like creatures. The monkey-like creatures we've stolen the gland. We got the glands for. All right, we're still looking for bodies. If you remember, we're still looking for bodies so we can stop the hunt.
Time to rumble.
Party member down? Jolie went down. Shit. Okay. Well, that's bad. All right. we dealt with the problem. Sorry, Julie. Not sure why you went down, buddy, but sorry. Can you stand back up, please? Thank you. Totally, he's just like, why did you let me die? I didn't mean to, dude. You just kind of fell over. It was weird. that's how you know what's going on. You just be like, you just kind of fell over. That's how this works. Ooh, I found a Wookiee. I think that's a Wookiee body. Yeah, I found a Wookiee body. Okay. That means we found some Wookiee bodies. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to quick save it, and we're going to see if we can't lure them out. None. All right. Oh, do I have to unequip everyone? All right, Julie.
Sure.
Where are they at? All right, we've walked in unarmed into this space. 1, 2, 3. Immediately. Got it. All right. So, I need my lightsabers back. No, I need my lightsaber back. I need to find my lightsaber. It's the 10 to 29. And my other lightsaber was a short lightsaber that was a 8 to 18, I believe. Thank you. Now, Bendo, you need your lightsaber. I want to give you a purple lightsaber, honestly, because that is dope as shit. And my boy here, we need to get you. Oh, shit. Let's go with a Kraith double-edged vibroblade on Karth. All right. Actually, let's start with a heal. Yes. And begin with the fight.
Time to rumble.
All right, now we're fighting. Now everybody's killing and fighting. And one dead. I was unaware Karth was so dang good with swords. Like, just straight up, he's a soldier. Like, straight up, he is good. Okay, why isn't this guy dying? There we go. Force Whirlwind. He saved against the Whirlwind. Oh, he tried to take me out. Really? Coward? Absolute coward. And he must have a high to hit, because none of us are hitting him. That, or we're all rolling. Yeah, I did a 20 and a 9. I did a 29 damage there, finally. But yeah, he was very difficult to hit for some reason. Let's level up. Level up. Skills. Of course, put it in Persuade. Beats. We've improved Force Focus and Night Sense. Nice. All right. We're taking Improved Flurry. And yeah, I think that's what we're going to go with. Improved Flurry. Which will, instead of taking a -4, we take a -2 to defense for 3 seconds afterwards. And then, of course, finally, we take a -1 at the master level of Flurry. Master level of Flurry. And then, of course, we obtained Advanced Jedi Defense. We could take Advanced Master Jedi Defense instead, but we also got Force Focus, Night Sense, which allows us to, grants a 4 defense and is always active. So that's not bad at all. Let's check out our powers. We have one power we can take. Let us take, you know what, we'll take Advanced Lightsaber Throw, because that is another ability that is really cool. I was thinking about taking Effect Mind, but I don't want to use Jedi Mind power. That's just one of those things. I just don't want to use it if I don't have to, because I've always felt like mind controlling someone was very dark side-ish. And that may be me. It may be weird. That may be just weird for me, but it always felt very dark side-ish. Mandalorian Datapad 2 we've obtained. And Mandalorian Datapad 1 obtained. So let's take a look at the datapads here. Let's see here. Mandalorian Datapad 1. It's Mandalorian language. A stump disabled. Stabilizers in my swoop. Request parts before other systems fail. If my generator goes, my blending field will stop working. Will be visible to our prey. The hunt is no challenge. How will attacking unarmed creature train us in the way to use these new Jedi toys? You want a new warriors to learn? Watching a comrade lop his own arm up, fighting a real opponent would teach him more priority point than these pointless battles. I obey Mandalore, but with protest. The blending field generators on these swoops grant near perfect camouflage. Why only attack unarmed opponents? Very strange. Why only attack unarmed opponents? Let's go give this information to Gwar. All right, Gwar. Did you found them? I'll get back to it. Okay, so we need to go find more. So weird. So that was the first batch of them, I assume? That's got to be the first batch. That's batch one. There are more batches of them, so... That's good to know. Let's keep looking. This is a very interesting side quest. We got more Viper Kinrath. I'm going to do an advanced lightsaber throw and see what that's all about. Apparently just does a lightsaber throw. I don't know what I expected. I love that I don't know what I expected. Where the heck is... There it is. Improved Flurry. We just owned these enemies. Like, Karth is really good with a blaster, but Karth is also really good with a sword. We're just walking through. Ooh, I found another spot. Okay, we found more bodies of Wookiees here. So let's do it one more time. We're gonna wait a minute and heal up before we do our thing. But this is like intense, right? I think it's intense. So, all right, let's do a Mandalorian Ripper. That is 3 to 6 damage. And it's not that great. I have so many weapons to sell later. All right, go back to the nun. Again, nun. And last, nun. All right, let's see if we can't figure out to summon where these guys. There they are. We found the second batch of them. 1, 2, 3. Figured as much. All right. For some reason, my mouse just not working there. We're looking for my lightsaber and my secondary lightsaber. Where's my secondary lightsaber? There it is. All right. Jundo, buddy. 3 to 17. I thought I had a pretty decent lightsaber for you somewhere. I do not. I just have that one lightsaber. We really need to get him a lightsaber. I've got enough crystals now to get him a pretty decent one. Anyways, so... And, of course, my boy, he gets the Kraith double-bladed sword. All right. Are we ready? Let's do it.
Yes.
Take that.
All right. We're taking him. We're taking the first one out. The first one has been taken out. The second one is being worked on right now. Looks like Bendo just got worked over, sadly. Sad that Jundo got worked over like that, but it happens. He is standing back up now. He just could not survive the assault, apparently. We got a Mandalorian assault rifle. Except we're going to make some money from this. The credit's going to be nice, at least. Mandalorian datapad 2 again. And another swoop bike signal device. All right, let's take a look at that swoop bike signal device. Swoop bike. This device attaches to a swoop bike, transmitting any field data that has been collected to the commander. Interesting. Okay, so we've got some interesting lore going on here. Hello, Tax. What's up? A whole bunch of Tax, you adorable little dudes. All right. Man, Jolie was so awesome in the cutscenes, but like he is really weak outside of cutscenes. It's kind of crazy how weak he is outside of cutscenes. Oh, well, shit. Here's the swoop bikes. Let's heal up and see. I hope they don't attack us here. That would suck. Save it real quick, and we're going to take a look at the swoop bikes. Swoop bike is warm to touch. There's a signal device on it. However, it contains no field data to transmit. Swoop bike is still warm to the touch. However, it contains no field data to transmit. Third one. Swoop bike shows signal recent of use, but it says missing a signal device. One of the Mandalorians must have taken it to collect data. Let's replace it and activate it. Oh, shit. Boss showed up.
You have interrupted our hunt, interloper. The inhabitants of this world could do little against us, but you appear to be a threat. Our training here will continue without your interference.
Okay. Battle. Fight time. Shit. Shit, 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 shit. All right. Go.
Time to rumble.
All right, we've got a big fight on our hands. I'm going to cast heal. All right. The Mandalorian we're fighting is Almost dead. All right, we're going to do heal.
U.S.
I'm going to do heal again. What we're going to do is I'm going to get a life support pack run out.
Let's see what you got.
Run a life support pack on yourself, my friend.
Yes.
All right, there we go. All right. Let's cast a... Got the whirlwind off on the commander, and now we are just dealing with the last remaining Mandalorian. And he's by himself versus a Jedi, and the Jedi takes him out with no problems. Let's check out the commander and see what he had on him. He had a Mandalorian helmet, a Mandalorian ripper, armor reinforcement, 5 cryoban grenades, adrenal strength, a Mandalorian battle armor. All right, so actually that stuff is really good for our Mandalorian on the ship, actually. So that's good to have. And, of course, a Mandalorian assault rifle. So... all good stuff to have. Let's go back and report to our friend who... Oh, my word. What a fight and a half. Now, now a question. Is Mandalorian battle armor light enough? It is not light enough. I was wondering if it was light enough to actually wear as a, you know, as a better weapon sort of for myself. Like the Mandalorian battle armor is really not. The Kaelo Nord's battle armor is still better, just all in all, than the Mandalorian armor. But the Mandalorian armors will be nice for the specifics of giving it to our resident Mandalore. Was this an area we already been to? Yes, it was. Okay, yeah, we already did. We was already here. All right, let's go talk to our friend over here, Mr. Grrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr found them? Did you kill them all? We killed them all. The hunters are dead. Yes, I see. The trophy hunting helmet from the one that gave orders. Their bodies will not last long in the Shadowlands. I am glad. The taint of them, their cowardice, the formers were consumed them all. I hope this gives my hunting brethren peace. I hope it does. Goodbye. Wait, wait, wait. You helped me in avenging my fellows. I must acknowledge that, even though you're an outsider and are not to be truly trusted. You've acted as a fellow Wookiee would have had. Take this, the symbol of my hunting clan. You served them, so you deserve it. When you look at it, remember that we reward respect, even from outsiders. We have obtained a, what? A rough-cut Upari amulet, which is a, apparently, a lightsaber upgrade part. So, very cool. Can we return to the Ebon? I was like, can we return to the Ebon Hawk from here? We cannot. Damn. That was what I was thinking. I was like, can we return to the Ebon Hawk from here? And we cannot, sadly, can we not return to the Ebon Hawk from here? We got a Viper Kinrath that we left unkilled earlier. Let's do a Force Whirlwind on it and do an Improved Flurry and see how much better. Ooh, 19, 20, and 25. I am liking that a lot. Ooh, it's got remains on it. What? They've never had remains on them. I'm confused. What? It has a Viper Kinrath body? I'm sorry, what? Viper Kinrath body. Show. Okay, hold on. Let's just go through every single item I have until we figure out Viper Kinrath body. Let's look here. Antidote, life support, blah, 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 blah. Beam splitter. Bowcasting bolt, droid head, Giska poison mesh underlay attack band. Okay, this corpse is a exceptionally large Viper Kinrath freshly killed. Freshly killed for the sacrifice. Okay, yes, I see now. I got it. I understand.
Now you get it.
We're going to use these fresh killed bodies of the Viper Kinraths to Yeah, to summon the beast, whatever it may be. Awesome, 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 awesome. Okay, so we've already been that direction. We're trying to explore these, and these are like a dungeon. It's like a wheelie, a wheelie, a wheelie. It's like a wheelie. It's a really weird and not even contiguous. It's just really weird and really strange dungeon to walk through. I found the ritual marker. Okay. So let's do the ritual here. What is this? Dangling vine. The Kishik vine heads to the growth beneath, the ground beneath the vine, stained by blood. So there's the freshly killed animals been on the vine many times in the past. All right, we're going to tie the Kinrath corpse to the vine. All right, we did that. Creature easily wrapped in the vine, doesn't store all in her weight. Only movement is rustling off from the distance. And there's that creature that we saw earlier. Okay, yeah. All right, we're going to save it as we see that thing coming this way. All right, we found the ritual. We found the ritual spot, and here is the beast. I threw a concussion grenade. It did nothing. Let's toss a thermal grenade at it. It did 30 damage. All right, here we go, baby. It's immune to force abilities. Jesus Christ, it's immune to force abilities. So we just have to go at it.
Down you go!
All right, Jolie, my friend.
What you mean?
Jolie, come on, baby. Hit that life support, baby.
You ask.
We're actually just going to use Jolie as our apparent. My goodness. This monster just keeps attacking, and it is hilarious when it picks one of us, it just throws us. Examining the corpse of this great beast, you find a blade of some sort lodged in its side. Skin has grown around it, which is certainly painful. It appears the blade has only caused surface damage to the creature, who know long and how long it lived with the injury. You remove the blade from the corpse. It must be the one Friar spoke of, the lost portion of Baka's sword, a powerful symbol of his people. Let's check the rest of the remains here. It has Gulhan's journal and a circlet of Seresh. I want to look at that journal. The datapad was recovered from the remains of the Terratech on Kishik and must have been devoured by the beast. It appears to be the personal journal of Han Seresh. Duran and Shayla have given in their passion for each other and are doomed to fall to the dark side. I had tried to warn them expressing this love, but they called me arrogant and accused me, being on the path to the dark side. I left the fools on Korriban. I am not about to abandon the mandate given me by the Jedi Council. I will destroy the Terratech whenever I find them. I've heard rumors that this beast may exist in the Shadowlands. I shall go there and slay the beast, proving that I need neither Duran or Shayla to help me defeat the creatures. Circlet of Seresh is a +5 wisdom item, and it is a light side only item. That is dope as hell. Circlet of Seresh. Very cool. +5 wisdom. That is very cool. What does that put my wisdom at, actually? Now that I think about it, it puts my wisdom at 20, which helps my, I think, mana. I think it does. Yeah, I heal a lot more now, I think. Yeah, I'm healing for 31 and 41. 31, 35, 36, somewhere in that range. All right, let's go talk to... Oh, I just looked at the time. Let's go talk to our boy over here and see if he has the goods and he wants the blade. If he wants the blade. And then we've got a little bit more area to explore down here in the Shadowlands before we leave. But we are closing in on the end of Kashyyyk, I believe. Prayer. I greet you again, Kylie. I am humble, hoping you found the blade of Baka's sword. Imagine. Tell me you've made progress. Having the blade will grant me valuable support. I found the blade. You have? Let me see it, to be sure. Here. Take it. I'm sure it's the one. It is. It may not look by much, but it's an important relic of my people. I didn't think it's much worthy to search for it, but I realized that was selfish despair. I should have challenged Chundar long ago. I will make amends now. I have new hope. You have led me to this. Perhaps this is what the great beast wanted. We should proceed carefully, though, my friend. I will climb the surface as quickly as possible and try to gather support. You'll have to follow on the path as soon as you can, Kylie Kane. When you arrive, we'll confront Chundar in the throne room. My people will no longer be slaves. Okay. So that's the end of that. We have one more section. There's one more section of this area that I really want to explore. And I think I'd like to try to explore it this episode if possible. But I'm very happy with how this is going. This is like, this episode has been just one revelation after the other as we picked up Jundo, we picked up Julie Bindo. I started combining his name for some reason. We picked up Julie Bindo. We fought some Mandalorians. We rescued multiple Wookiees from various harshities and badities. We saved the mad Wookiee, as so it shall be called. We know that they weren't mad, but everyone said they were mad because it was Dad. We found the body of a Wookiee that really the last chieftain. So that's a whole nother story. And we found shell casings. Where their body was found. And we're going to do a little bit. We have just a little bit more exploring here in the area. It looks like, hold on. No way. We did not. We found the Starforge. Y'all, we found the Starforge. Right now, I'm not even joking. We found the Starforge. So let's go and take a look at what the Starforge has to say. There's a person in front of it. There's a computer in front of it. Let's listen to what the computer has to say.
Life forms detected. Determining parameters. Initiating neural recognition.
Yes, there's the thing. Obstinate machine. I've no doubt it holds what you seek. Good luck getting it operational.
Primary neural recognition complete. Preliminary match found.
Match found. What the? It always muttered something about rejected patterns for me.
Begin socialized interface. Awaiting instruction. Greetings. This terminal has not been accessed for quite some time.
Who placed the terminal here?
Subject displays unfamiliarity to environment. Behavioral reconfiguration will be needed before access. I am sorry. I did not mean to confuse you. I will answer questions to the best of my programming limitations.
I seek information about a star map.
Accessing. Yes, I have found a star map in original system memory. Access is restricted.
Original system memory? So the map is as old as this installation then, is it?
Error. Data regarding author of the star map is corrupted.
Alright, what do I need to do to get access to the star map?
Your request requires additional security access. You must be made to match the parameters I have been supplied.
How can I match them if I don't know what they are?
There are measures available. Personality profiling will verify the basic structure of your conscious mind. With that, I will determine whether you are ready to receive the star map or can be made ready.
All right. And if I fail?
Then you are not worthy of further access. You will be rejected as unsuitable.
All right. And what does this rejection mean?
Information unavailable. If you have further questions, ask them now. Access will terminate with success or failure of evaluation.
Okay. You can begin evaluation.
Evaluation commencing. Result will be compared against the pattern in memory. Just act like you should. You travel with a Wookiee and have encountered complications. Hypothetical. You and this Zalbar are captured and separated. If you both remain silent, 1 year in prison for each of you. However, call Zalbar a traitor. And he will serve 5 years, while you serve none. He is offered the same deal. But if you both accuse the other, you both serve 2 years. What do you do? What do you trust him to do?
I trust Zalbar. I would say nothing, and neither would he.
Are you sure? If you turn, you risk 2 years, or none at all. If you reply on loyalty, you risk 1 year, or 5. Your loyalty is dangerous. Your companion could take the opportunity to benefit by turning on you. Zalbar's family is mired in treachery. What loyalty do they know? Your answer is incorrect.
I thought this was an evaluation, not a quiz.
I must match your behavior to the pattern in memory. You must answer truthfully, knowing the consequences. I must demand honest acceptance of the proper behavior. That is a condition of my program.
All right, well... what pattern are you comparing me against?
That information is not available to you. It is the pattern that I have been given as a baseline for security access.
All right. Then continue with your evaluation, then.
The previous incorrect response will be discounted. Future incorrect responses will result in rejection. Hypothetical. You are at war, deciphering an intercepted code. You learn two things about your enemy. A single spot in their defense will be at its weakest in 10 days, and they will attack one of your cities in 5 days. What do you do with this information? What is the most efficient course of action?
If I subtly reinforce the city while preparing my attack, the attack will still happen, killing many. If I prepare my forces for the attack, do nothing to the city, everyone dies. I will evacuate the city. Badly, it's not worth the single point of defense is not worth it.
And in so doing, alert the enemy to their broken codes. They would reinforce, and the war would go on. You do not match the pattern in memory. Subject has failed to demonstrate the required behavior. Access denied. This system will purge...
Alright, well, that is fucking wild. I mean, he's not wrong, but... if you do nothing... ugh... frustrating. But I obtained light side points, so that's cool, I think. Alright, we're going in for the assault. We're fighting some defense droids. This is wild. We did obtain light side points for that, but it's still partially frustrating because it's almost like I know what the right answer is there. But the right answer will leave a... the right answer is definitely dark side. Jesus Christ. Alright. Do you have disabled droid, Julie? Damn it, you have disabled droid and you didn't use it? Jesus Christ, Jolie! Sorry. Jolie just pissed me off. Had disabled droid and did not use it. Also had energy resistance and did not use it. Dumb scripts not running or firing like they should. Alright, so we destroyed the defense droids.
Neural scan... well, it would appear initial assumptions about you were incorrect. Secondary scans during battle have revealed much. Under duress, your emotions were easier to read. Programming now instructs that I give you what you seek.
What changed? I failed your initial test.
That information is not available. Soon you will recognize the proper course to follow. The star map is yours. This
Okay.
unit has now completed its primary duty and has finished with the subject. Executing final action. Activation of star map commencing. Parameters reset. Stasis initiated. End communication.
Okay. Star map opens up. We see the ball of light up here. Ball rises up. It lights up and now shows... how many points on the map? Shows 3 points on the map. And we... and multiple
well,
2 level ups.
Star map. An ancient artifact of dark side power. Can't say I'm surprised. I always knew there was something funny down here. I wonder if the star map has had an effect on the evolution of the creatures here in the Shadowlands. Might explain why it's so dangerous down here. An interesting theory, but I suppose we don't have time to test it now, do we? Now that we've got what you came for, we should be heading back up to the treetops.
Correct. We really should. We got the star map. There we go. All right, we also got a couple level ups, and we got the Kashyyyk star map. Let's do the level ups, and we will find out what happens to our good friends here on Kashyyyk next episode here on Verzian Chronicles. If you like what you listen to and you want to listen to more, please let me know somewhere on the internet. I will be very happy to read your comments wherever they may be. This was an extra long episode, and I thank you for listening. It means an absolute ton, and I have quite enjoyed it. Next episode, we're going to be dealing with Kashyyyk with the rest of the Kashyyykian upper class. We're going to be traveling back to Tatooine to give our boy Griff his tack thing. And then we're going to be traveling back to Dantooine for just a little bit of time just to change, to check to see if anything has changed. And then finally, we're going to be heading to, I think we're going to be headed to either, we've got to decide between Manon and the final place, and I haven't really decided which yet. We will figure it out before we get there. I may even have a poll. I don't know. We may have some sort of, I don't know. I haven't quite figured out how we're going to do that, which planet we're going to go to, whether we go to the water planet or we go to the Sith planet. Both planets are pretty fun and they have a lot of good stuff to deal with. So that's going to be just a blast. If you don't know, I'm also totally talking your ears off just to hide the fact that I am walking back to the start of the Shadowlands right now because we can't fast travel back to the Ebon Hawk. It's really frustrating. And I'm like, can I please just fast travel back to the Ebon Hawk? This is like the first planet that you really can't do any fast travel on. And it's quite a bit frustrating because you just kind of have to just huff it. Do not huff it. Huffing it is bad. That is bad for everybody. Don't huff it. Huffing is bad. We're going to run one more heal on everyone as we reach the end. Again, anywhere on the internet, you can check out the links in the description box below. There's a couple podcasts that, of course, I'd love for you to check out, including Ginormous's podcast, where I was part of the Dragoonies. About a month ago or so, I was part of the Dragoonies. And, yeah. We've got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Anyways, with that said, we're going to save the game. We'll catch you next time here at The Verse. Bye-bye now.